Welcome
Welcome to
to
Arsenal
Arsenal Kids
Kids
Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Arsenal Kids Podcast. My name is Maddie and I'm joined by my great co-host, Ben. And it is great to have you here joining for us for this episode.
Yes, hello listeners and welcome today to episode number 106. And we are recording this on a special someone's birthday. So if you want to join me in saying a big happy birthday to Maddie, who has turned 10 today, moving into double digits. Hooray!
Thanks, Ben. I'm glad you are not embarrassing today.
Well, I could sing for you if you want.
No, thank you. But can you tell us what we are talking about in Arsenal Kids Podcast this time?
Sure thing, birthday girl. In part one, we're looking at the men's team who played at home in the Premier League against Aston Villa,
where they were not up for the best, meaning they lost 2-0. And in part two?
Well, there were better fortunes for our women's team, who had a great game in the Women's Super League against Bristol City at home,
running out 5-0 winners.
All to come. But a reminder for you to help us to grow our Arsenal Kids community through liking, reviewing and sharing our podcast with others or following us on social media.
We would love for you to join us on this adventure together.
We would indeed. And straight to the men's team, and manager Mikel Arteta made 3 changes to the side for the game against Aston Villa, with both Leandro Trossard and Gabriel Jesus, who came off the bench and combined for us to equalise midweek against Bayern, starting, along with Zinchenko, who started in place of Jakub Kivior at left back.
And Liverpool losing on an early game. We knew that the win would just give us a chance to pull away from the title rivals.
And we looked determined at the start, with Kai Havertz testing the keeper early. And then on 17 minutes, Gabriel Jesus had a golden chance to put us ahead when he was picked out by Saka at the far post, but he could only find the side netting. Then Martin Odegaard played a simply sublime through ball to Saka, who unfortunately had a poor first touch and blasted wide of the near post as we couldn't seem to capitalise on our chances.
But as with all the Premier League games, the margins are often very tight.
And so when there was a mix-up at the back between Gabriel kicking the ball into the back of Zinchenko, Villa forward Watkins was allowed through on goal, and the crowd collectively breathed a sigh of relief when the shot struck the base of the post before spinning across the goal mouth and fortunately out for a goal kick. It was an early warning sign that we should have done well to notice,
because almost seconds later, we should have broken the deadlock with the best chance of the half.
The ball came to Jesus in the box, who squared for Trossard. And with about 2/3 of an empty goal to aim at, he hit it at the third of the goal where the keeper was stranded, allowing the keeper to save the ball from point blank range. Saka then bent an effort just wide of the post, and the teams went into the halftime break probably wondering how Arsenal weren't in front, having had 14 shots on goal.
Villa came out the very better team in the second half.
The reset must have done them some good, and on the hour mark, Zinchenko was dispossessed on the edge of the box after a Villa corner, and the Villa player's shot hit the crossbar and the post, and we fortunately scrambled it away. Another big let-off. Arteta made a few changes, but with 6 minutes to go, a Villa ball was crossed across the front of goal, missed by the attacker, but also our defenders and keeper, allowing Leon Bailey, who was completely unmarked at the back post, to simply stick the ball into the net. And it didn't get any better, as 2 minutes later, following an Arsenal corner, we gave the ball away cheaply in midfield, and despite Emile Smith-Rowe trying to do his best in a one-on-one defending situation, Villa forward Ollie Watkins was too good, and he dinked the ball over Raya, which it took a touch off Smith-Rowe along the way, but it saw us knocked off the top spot in the Premier League.
It was not our best performance, but we should have done better with the shots we had in the first half.
And it means that we now sit in second place in the Premier League, and we require now Manchester City to drop points in the final six games if we have any chance of lifting the trophy at the end of the season.
And next for the next team, Ben?
Well, the advantage is that we can't sit in disappointment for too long, as midweek we're off to Munich, where we're going to be facing Bayern in the second leg of our Champions League tie. Maybe the Arsenal can win as a late birthday present for Maddie.
Okay, well, let's leave it there for the men's team highlights in part one, and we will be right back after this with part number two. Welcome back. And Ben, let's go to the better news. And that is our women's team who played Bristol City at home at Meadow Park.
Yes, and head coach Jonas Eideville named an attacking starting 11. And we took control of the game very early on by scoring with our first sight of goal in the 6th minute.
And from then on, the goals just kept on coming.
It started with Caitlin Ford making a dangerous driving run down the left wing, and she played the perfect assist off the base of the post into the path of Beth Mead, who was in the right place to fire home the shot. In fairness, I think Ford was actually shooting at goal, but I'm going to say it was a deliberate play to wrong foot the keeper. But either way, it meant that the Arsenal had an early goal advantage.
That we almost had another. Then Pulova had a good hit and struck the crossbar.
Yes, but it didn't take long for us to find the back of the net, with Mead doubling our lead after more impressive wing play from Ford, with the ball eventually dropping to Mead, who converted on the second time of asking after seeing her first effort blocked. It means that our number 9 has now scored 6 goals in 12 league fixtures this season since her return from her ACL injury.
And our left-hand side continued to make life hard for the City defence.
They did, with a well-timed run from Steph Catley, allowing her time and space to try and cross it into the box, but the ball hit the defender and looped over the keeper into the net. It's going to be chalked down as an own goal, but they all count, and it means that the teams went into the break with Arsenal 3 goals to the good. After the restart, Catley produced another moment of quality, making a vital last-ditch challenge to deny Bristol City a shot on goal as they broke forward, but then it was the Alessia Russo show.
She started as an attacker midfield on the night and marked her performance with a stunning goal.
She wiggled past two defenders and then fired it into the top left corner with too much on it for the keeper to keep it out. And then, full of confidence, she made it 5 in total as she found, this time, the bottom right corner with a perfectly placed shot following Katie McCabe's cutback assist. But the celebrations were not finished there, as Lara Weinreuter was introduced off the bench to make her first Arsenal appearance since she suffered an ACL injury back in May of last year, before one of our academy graduates, Katie Reid, came on to replace Leah Williamson and make her Arsenal debut. It is great to have Lara back, and congratulations to Katie on her first game for the Gunners.
And next for the team, Ben?
Well, they're back in action on the weekend, where they're going to be playing Leicester City at home at Emirates Stadium.
Okay. Let's wrap it off for this episode. Thanks again for joining us on Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Before we sign off, we want to express our gratitude to you for your continued support. If you haven't already, follow, like, and subscribe so you don't miss us in the future, because it's your love for the beautiful game that fuels our passion.
And we would love for you to spread the word about Arsenal Kids Podcast.
Yes, we would. Please share our podcast with any other Arsenal kids that you might know and help us to grow this amazing community together.
We hope to join you back on the pitch again soon.
Keep the spirit of the game alive, and until next time,
goodbye!
And happy birthday, Maddie.